This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We have one more story for you today. This from Judith Thurman, who's been writing for The New Yorker since 1987. Her story is about a man who's trying to preserve some of the many languages that are gradually disappearing.
We are at the intergalactic headquarters of the Endangered Language Alliance here in 3 West 18th Street. I'm Daniel Kaufman, Executive Director.
Dan Kaufman is a linguist. His real passion is supporting and recording and documenting the endangered languages of New York City, which turns out to have a greater concentration than any other city in the world.
We've estimated that there are 800 languages spoken in New York, and that maybe a third of those are endangered.
Look, if you're in New York and you take taxis, you will run across in a day speakers of 10 or 12 languages. But I had no idea in recent decades how many different groups representing endangered languages had settled in the five boroughs.
Jackson Heights is, according to the census, the most linguistically diverse neighborhood in America. So walking down Roosevelt Avenue, you could hear Quechua, Quichua, Quiche, Nahuatl, Amusco.
So Dan is a very quiet, studious-looking guy, and he has that kind of quiet intensity that I found with everybody in this field. They choose to listen.
Tomo.
This was somebody who worked in the deli across the street from us. She's from Nepal, and I asked her what language she spoke, and it turned out she spoke a language that was highly endangered and totally undescribed. Language called Gale.
Nino means we. Guane means all.
Whenever I asked her to translate a word, she would just break down laughing.
Here.
Any. Oh my god, I don't know. Yeah, any. Yeah, any. No, any.
She couldn't remember because by the point that we spoke, she had already not spoken her language in so long, even though she's young. She was like 25 or something. But this was a language that she had spoken back in her village. Then she moved to Kathmandu. She stopped speaking it. Then she moved here. So it was just somewhat foggy remembrances of words past. This sound clip is from a language called Gurung, which is a language spoken in the Himalayas and Queens, of course. Actually, I was surprised to find out that it is an endangered language. You would think that the numbers of speakers is the dominant factor, right? Actually, that's not really the case. The most important factor is how the language is transmitted to children. Mixteco, we have plenty of Mixteco.
Kwa'a. Kwa'a.
Rojo?
Kwa'a.
It's not clear how many tones exist in the various dialects. A tone is like in Chinese, you know, you have ma, 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 you know, those kinds of tones change the meaning of the word. So one of the first things we want to do, if we want to really write down his language precisely, is we have to figure out how many tones it has.
Kunyu. Kunu. Kunyu.
Let us go to the country of Gabon. Ikota is a Bantu language of Gabon, and the Ikota stories are quite interesting because they're always interspersed with songs. That's Victorino Ramos, and he's talking about the kind of discrimination that he faced as a child, as a Nahuatl speaker. Yeah, some of these languages, like I said, are they give way because people are made to feel ashamed. In the more extreme cases, it's genocide. So that's Zagawa, one of the three living languages of Darfur. And that area of the dialect was completely wiped out. A linguist can devote their whole lives to understanding one language. So we need a team of 800 people if there's 800 languages here, and even then we're not sure we can do it. So it's a bit not hopeless, but it's a challenge.
It's a rescue mission. It is digging people out of the rubble. A friend called me to say she had liked the piece on endangered languages, but then she said, we very candidly, tell me personally if you deeply feel that this matters. And I had to ask myself for a second, do I? And then the answer was really there and unequivocal. It really does matter. The beauty that is lost, the cosmologies that are lost, and the sense of difference. One thing I did say also to her was that these little pieces of the mosaic of what it means to be human, which are encoded in language, those are extremely precious.
Judith Thurman is a staff writer for The New Yorker. Her article on dying languages took her from Santiago de Chile to a Mohawk community in New York. You can find it at newyorkerradio.org.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink. Drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at zbiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's zbiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.